when you're using little and big K. Now, at equilibrium, Le Chatelier's principle comes in and guides us to what will happen when we disturb a chemical equilibrium. His principle says that by disturbing a system at equilibrium, the equilibrium will regain itself by undergoing a net reaction to reduce the effect of the disturbance. What it's effectively trying to do is put the system back under the same numeric value of K by altering what's going on. So in this case here, if we threw reactant A into this equilibrium mixture here, then the system would have too much A in the equilibrium expression. So to try and get back to the original value, what would happen is that the equilibrium would push to the right-hand side, reducing the amount of A by a bit. That would increase the amount of C and D by a bit, and you would more closely approximate the original value of K. So what it's doing then, it is opposing the effect of that disturbance. So in the little video, you can see here that we have got reactants going to form products, and it's the perturbation of that reaction that Le Chatelier's principle